Everyone, today we're going to talk about LOC, which is commonly understood as Lookout Circular. In last couple of years, LOC has been quite commonly used by investigative authorities in India, and this is basically a mechanism where an Indian national can be stopped at the airport or at the point of departure in the territory of India. Could be a seaport or an airport, and there's no way to find out whether a LOC has been issued, or rather there's no database which is being maintained by or which is publicly available to the citizens of the country. So what happens is, typically in such circumstances, one gets to know about issuance of LOC only at the point of departure. Broadly, there are a couple of categories over here. At the point of departure, either that person can be detained and arrested if that person is required in an investigation by a law enforcement or investigating authorities like the Directorate of Enforcement, or that person can be detained and not allowed to move out of India, or the third category could be to keep a slow watch on the person who is going abroad and then returning. Similarly, LOC can also be issued to alert the law enforcement and investigating authorities at the point of arrival in Indian cities. It could be the airports, could be the seaport. Overall, the mechanism by which it is controlled is largely governed by Ministry of Home Affairs and Bureau of Immigration. So today we'll discuss this.
Circumstances, can an LOC be issued?
So LOC has been there for the last 30 or 40 years, but in 2010, the Delhi High Court in Sumer Singh Salkan versus Assistant Director, they sort of looked at four questions of law. In particular, number one, on the category of cases in which the investigating authorities can take recourse to LOC, what is the procedure to be followed for opening an LOC, and what are the remedies available to a person against whom an LOC has been issued, and what is the role of the court before which such action is instituted. Generally, in the context of the power to issue LOC, in that decision, the court opined that recourse to LOC can only be taken in cognizable offences under the IPC or other penal statutes where the accused was deliberately evading arrest or not appearing in trial court despite non-billable warrant or other coercive measures, and there is a real likelihood that the person would be leaving the country to evade arrest or trial. In such situations, LOC can be opened. Now, after the 2010 judgment, there have been various circulars issued by the Bureau of Immigration, the latest one being that of 2021, where broadly the circumstances under which an LOC can be issued have been set out. But the regulations are very broad, and there's also the last category which says that, which broadly specifies that it can be issued in respect of any other category. So it provides a wide discretion to the investigating authorities or law enforcement to issue these LOCs. But typically, the foundation of these rules are to get hold of a person who is trying, who has been evasive and is not appearing in any investigation or is trying to evade a trial or a arrest.
What is the process of issuing LOCs, particularly who can issue it?
So there's a long list of officers who have been identified in the 2021 guidelines. In terms of process, there's a specific request which needs to be opened, and it needs to be made to the originating agency, that is by the originating agency to Deputy Director, Bureau of Immigration in Delhi. The request can be made by the Deputy Secretary to the Government of India, Joint Secretary in the State Government, District Magistrate, a Superintendent of Police of the relevant district, superintendent in case of the CBI investigations, zonal directors in Narcotics Control Bureau, deputy commissioner of or an equivalent officer in Directorate of Revenue Intelligence, Central Board of Taxation, then the Directorate of Enforcement, so on and so forth. There's a long list. It can also be issued by the chairman, managing director, or the chief executive, all public sector banks. This has also become very relevant because in addition to the lookout circulars issued by the Enforcement Directorate and other regulators, we also see a lot of LOCs being issued by the banks in respect of loan defaults to ensure that the defaulters do not escape the territorial limits of India.
Circular is issued, what are the available remedies which you would suggest?
Typically, in most situations, what people do is they would file a writ petition before the territorial high court where the investigation is going on, and then the relief would be to quash the lookout circular that has been issued. There is also a possibility of filing an application before the concerned magistrate who is sort of seized of the if the matter is before a magistrate, an application can also be filed before the relevant court seeking a quashment of the LOC. Usually it takes a lengthy timeline. Usually there's a lengthy timeline to ensure that the LOC is quashed, but during that timeline, if someone needs to travel on certain emergencies, then courts have created exceptions and that person can travel subject to onerous travel conditions. But yeah, I mean, either it is a writ petition before a high court or an application before the magistrate's court. These are broadly the two reliefs which is available to a party against whom an LOC has been issued.